Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and thank you for joining Truth Matters as we begin our journey through the book of Revelation. John gets into a very deep description of what Christ appeared to be in 13 through 16. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass as it is refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. Let's get to the clothing of Jesus. First, he's clothed in a garment or a robe, which speaks of his greatness. But we find that description in Isaiah 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. John also describes a golden girdle, which speaks of Jesus' righteousness. That is described in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 5. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. Notice he no longer girds himself with a towel as a servant, which he does in the New Testament. Jesus came as a suffering servant in the New Testament, but will return as a reigning king in the book of Revelation. But we see in John 13, 4 through 5, Jesus rose from supper and laid himself his garments, took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. He was girded with a towel in the New Testament, but here in Revelation we see he's now girded with the righteousness of a king. John describes his head and hair. The whiteness of his hair speaks to his eternity or his duration. Jesus appears in absolute holiness. His whiteness symbols the purity of judgment. And we find that in Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 through 13. I watched till thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was seated. His garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated and the books were open. I watched then because of the sound of the pompous words which the horn was speaking. I watched that the beast was slain and its body destroyed and given to the burning flame. And as for the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. John focused on his eyes and described them like flames of fire, penetrating the deepest part of the soul. And really, nothing is hidden from the gaze of our God. His eyes are described in Psalms chapter 11, verse 4. The Lord in his holy temple, the Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men. If we turn to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13, and there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Now, this really puts into context when Christians tried to hide sin under the cover of darkness, but knowing that God has an all-seeing eye. John describes his feet. Brass in the Bible always speaks of judgment. The feet of brass symbolizes the time when Christ will put all his enemies under his feet in judgment. The feet of the one who brought the gospel is mentioned in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. If we turn to Isaiah 52, verse 7, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. And in Romans chapter 10, verse 15, the scripture is quoted again. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things.
Please join us again for our next edition of Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. We are a Christian ministry of the Truth Project.